Faith in myself is the best and safest course. Faith in myself is the best and safest course. When we have faith in ourselves, when we believe in ourselves, when we follow what we know is right to be done, we find that more than seldom, often, if not all the time, it is always done perfectly. It is always done the best and the safest way. Faith in ourselves is something that we don't always have. We don't always believe. Ellen said to me, the stove in the Hermitage, and the Oasis that is, did not work. The electric stove in the Oasis did not function. And she said, everybody has tried their best to make it function, and it doesn't work. Herb, would you take a look at it and see what you can do? Well, I said, of course. I always have faith in the best in myself. I always have faith in the safest in myself. And so I said, of course, glad to do it. And I went over to the Oasis and looked at the electrical, at the stove. It's an electric stove, beautiful electric stove in the kitchen. And I turned on the switches and nothing was there. There's no power. And so I went to the electric box inside the garage. We had installed a new one not too long ago and completely reset all of our electrical switches to the inner boxes. And so I checked that and it was perfect. Everything was in divine order. Everything worked wonderfully. Then I noticed there was a box facing outward of the garage. And so I went on the outside of the garage and I opened up that box, which was the original box, which was a very simple, easy box. And the new one was very posh and very wonderful. And everything was running through the old box into the new box. And the switch that said oven was turned off. I thought, what a simple solution. It's got to be that way because everything I do works with simple solutions. I don't work with difficult solutions at all. And I went into the house and I turned on the stove and lo and behold, it functioned perfectly. It functioned ideally. It was in divine order. We'd installed a new sink and that is a new faucet in the sink there. Brand new, spanking new, wonderful faucet in the sink. Just top grade, top of the line. And it didn't work right. And so I had everybody go over there and check it to see what could be done. And all of them came back with the same answer. It didn't work right. The pressure was wrong. This is wrong. That is wrong. And so I went over there. And the first thing I did was to go under the sink and open up all the faucets wide open. Wide open. And then I took all of the controls down there that were working. And I turned them all on perfect function. Then I went up above on the sink and I turned on the water. Well, it didn't act just right. So I opened the faucets. I opened the valves on the end of the faucets and I unscrewed it and I tapped out the sand and the sediment that had settled in there. And I did this for the sprayer as well as for the faucet. And then I put them all together, spanking new, just lovely. And I turned on the water and it functioned perfectly. Perfectly. Faith in myself is the best and safest course that I could ever have. When I believe in myself, I can accomplish great and wonderful things. I can fulfill great and wonderful needs in my life. And no matter what it is, no matter what it is, if I feel that it's something that should be done, I go and do it. Now, there are other times that this doesn't work. Sure. There are times when I go there thinking it's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard to make it work. It is not going to be an easy thing to do. It's going to be difficult, difficult, difficult. And when I think that, lo and behold, it is difficult. Lo and behold, it is difficult. The stove, it just needed to have the electricity turned on to it. everyone should know that. We should all understand that. Well, somewhere it wasn't done right, and now it's done perfectly. The water would not come from a brand new faucet. Now, certainly there was something wrong there. Well, the old faucet was taken off, and instead of running some water through to bring out the sand that sometimes collects when water comes up out of the wells, and I cleaned that out, and it worked perfectly. Many other things are the same way. Many other things in our life, if we will just say, I have faith in myself for the best and safest course to follow. I have faith in myself for the best and safest courses to follow. And then just go and do it. Don't try to figure out how you're going to do it, how it's going to work, how it's going to function, how it's going to handle itself, but just go and do it. Then I thought to myself, we had a group of cleaning ladies coming over here, and they cleaned up our kitchen at the Oasis. In fact, they cleaned up the whole Oasis three-bedroom house and made it all sparkle and shine. Floor was all beautiful. The windows were all beautiful. Everything is beautiful. The sink and the stove were beautiful. But nobody had tried the stove to see how it worked. And they went outside to fill their buckets with water because the faucet didn't work in the sink. Now, these things were never told to me. They were never told to me so I could put my cause in motion for it. But once I knew that it had to be done, I went out there and did not think it was going to be difficult. I just went out there and did it easily and wonderfully and perfectly. And when I did it easily, wonderfully, and perfectly, it functioned easily and wonderfully and perfectly. This is the way things function all the time. This is the way things function in our life, no matter what we do. If we will just look at them and see how easily and perfectly they function. And when we see how easily and perfectly they function, everything is in divine order. Everything is working beautifully, wonderfully, marvelously, always the same. But we have to make sure that it is always the same, because if we don't make sure that it's always the same, then it's not going to be the same for us. If we don't make sure that everything is in divine order, then it's not going to be in divine order for us. And we are going to find that when it's not in divine order for us, we're not going to be very happy with it. And it's up to us all the time to know this. It's up to us all the time to have it be this way, because this is what life is all about. This is what our world is all about. This is what we do. We are in charge of everything in our world, and it's up to us to put the causes in motion to have that charge be significant and wonderful. It's up to us. We can do it, and we know how to do it, and we do it every time that we believe in ourselves, every time that we feel that all is in divine order, every time we feel that life is wonderful, life is beautiful. And when life is beautiful, it functions for us. When life is beautiful, it functions in every way for us. When life is beautiful, there's nothing more we have to do. We just flow with it. We go with it. We know it. And as we know it, then it's done for us. As we know it, it is always done for us, fully, perfectly, and wonderfully. Set this cause in motion for you today. It's something you do on purpose. It's something you do with a choice. It's something you do when you know who you are. When you know who you are and what you are, it's something that you have set the cause in motion for your world to be that way. Now, is that what you want to happen? Is that what you like to happen? Is that what you believe is going to happen? Is that what you know is your reality? Then claim it and name it and enjoy it. From the very, very beginning to the end of all. And know that all is in divine order now, because you have chosen, you have faith in yourself, the best and safest course. I have faith in myself, the best and the safest course. And it always works perfectly. Know that for yourself now, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.